Oh man, that is so good. One of my top 10 instrumentals. The Temptations, not the Temptations that were on, obviously, that were on Motown, but the Temptations featuring Roy Buchanan. It was Roy Buchanan, Bob Moore, produced by Jeff Barry. Came out on a couple of labels. Trophy Run, I've got it on the Daisy label, and it's just great. That the sound of those drums, like quarter of the way through it. Ah! Man. Anyway, Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks, G-Minus Mark. It's been a little while, but not as long as usual. And I listened back to a couple of shows, which I don't usually do. And seems to me that all I ever do is apologize about my mic's too loud. That and apologize about delay, but it's so boring. So I'm just going to play records instead. What are we talking about? I don't know. But here I am. So next up, I got a weird setup today. I've got turntables everywhere. I'm not using my usual pairing, but I am using my old Nukem with a mixture of a newer deck, so that's should be a fairly disaster filled show as usual. So first vocal proceedings, I've had a lot of records in, very happy recently, been on the road a lot, bought a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff. That was one of them, and so was this was a cheapie, that one of those things that I always meant to pick up and never did. Jim and Rod on the Challenge label, it's called Didn't It Rock, which is what we're going to call this episode of the show. And I believe one of them was George Weston, I read. So no fancy queuing up, because this Nukem doesn't have that, but Didn't It Rock, Jim and Rod.
Well, I was sitting in a juke joint feeling kind of low, telling all my troubles to my best friend Joe. Someone put a nickel in the record machine. Three tenor saxophones started to scream. Yeah, didn't it rock? I said, didn't it roll? Yeah, the music of the hit was a sob. What I mean to say is, well, didn't it rock? A rock and rolling guitar up and split the air. It's in a spine chill and tingle running through my hair. Well, people's up and dancing, really having a ball. Catching that music coming off of the wall. Yeah, didn't it rock? I said, didn't it roll? Yeah, the music up and hit with a sock. What I mean to say is, well, didn't it rock? Gotta get up and move. I'm here to tell you, man, that music's flat in the groove. I sure am glad I brought along my dancing shoes. Digging that music called a rhythm and blues. Yeah, didn't it rock? I say, didn't it roll? Yeah, the music up ahead was a song. What I mean to say is, well, didn't it rock? Telling you the music hit with a song. Dancing along to satisfy my soul. Music on rock and roll.
And I was cruising down a highway called Route 59. I picked up a chick who was so fine. She took me to a bed and she opened the door. I bet you never guess what I saw on the floor. It was a cool tune. Yeah, 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 a cool tune. A cool tune's a cool juice all over the place. I saw a juice on the ceiling, I saw an empty case, empty juice bottles all over the place. A cool juice, yeah, 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 a cool juice. A cool juice, a cool juice all over the place. I saw a stain on the rug, a spot on the wall. A man, those cats were having a ball. Cool juice, yeah, yeah. A cool juice all over the place.
Juice, Tommy Law on Crest Records out of California. That's a record I've known for a long time because years and years ago, it came out on an old white label collector LP called The Acetate Sessions, but it was an unreleased version called Loose Juice, which was slightly better, but I've never ever seen a copy of that 45 on Crest. And when I saw one for sale when I was out on the road recently in a guy's box, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm taking that. And I did. I'm happy with it. Never ever seen that. In fact, I didn't even really know the proper version of it. I knew the demo version of it. Next up is a record I've had on my wants since the early 80s, kind of given up because it's a UK pressing. And I kept missing copies of it on eBay and people listing it. And I'm always looking for it. And finally, one came up and I got to buy it. It's an unusual record in that it's Mort Schumann, who's better known as a songwriter. And this record only came out in the UK. And I think it was recorded in the UK. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's Joe Brown on guitar. And what's weird about it is usually Mort Schumann wasn't particularly a vocalist. And in the UK, he bought out this record, which I'm going to play, which is I'm a Man, and he put on the flip side Turn Me Loose. Now, both tracks he wrote and came out in the US for Fabian. So it's kind of weird that he did his own version in the UK. Maybe they were demos. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's been a long time coming. I finally got one. On UK Decca, Mort Schumann, I'm a Man.
One, two, oh, one, two, three. Could be sneaky as a rattlesnake. I can make your poor heart break, 'cause I'm a man. Yeah, 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 I'm a man. Uh-huh. When I do, you forget that I'm a man. I got a will of iron and a body of steel. I can go for a week without a eating meal. I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a man. Uh-huh. When I do, you forget that I'm a man. Well, I'm as right as rain, you're as wrong as sin. Don't you start no messing, 'cause you ain't gonna win with a man. Yeah, 'cause I'm a man. Uh-huh. When I go, you forget that I'm a man. Come on, Joe. Gonna lose it in the end, 'cause I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a man. Uh-huh. When I go, you forget that I'm a man. I got a kiss like honey and a squeeze like a bear. I can smooth talk you to your forehead out your check, 'cause I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a man. Uh-huh. When I go, you forget that I'm a man. I tell you, don't
forget that I'm a man. Oh, baby, don't. He forget that I'm a man. I was a boy, baby, over the hill. I saw a baby leaning across the hill. A Cadillac rolling on an open road. For nothing I'd run my vehicle. Like I do about 95, a bumper to bumper, baby, side by side, Maybelline. Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Well, you done started back to do the things you used to do. Can't like a pulled up ahead of the pole. Oh, got a high, wouldn't do no more. Then I got a lot of it, it started to rain. I tooted my horn for my passing lane. A rain water blowing all under my hood. I knew I was doing my whole good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Well, you done
That's when I heard that highway sound. A Cadillac looking like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. A Cadillac looking like it's sitting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you picture? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you picture? Well, you done started back to doing the things you used to do.
You know, cover versions are not normally my thing, in that, you know, if it's a cover version of a hit song, I generally prefer the original version. And it's hard to cover Chuck Berry, but that's a good version in that he kind of makes it his own. And I'm playing that in dedication to my new dog. I have two dogs. I have a Staffordshire Bull Terrier called Archie, who is 2.5, and he came from... Can't get Staffordshire Bull Terriers in the USA. So he came from a breeder. Yes, a breeder. I didn't rescue a dog. I tried. But I'm a one breed man. He came from a breeder in Fort Collins, Colorado. Not Fort Collins. Colorado City. Is that what it's called? And I lost my old dog earlier this year. So it's time to get him a sister. So I got another Staffordshire Bull Terrier who's arriving Tuesday. And she's called Maybelline. So... sort of a tie-in. What do we got next? Next, we got a track that's been reissued a few times, well-known. Again, first time I've ever had an original. Got this off a guy in Japan. And this is Lee Dresser and the Crazy Cats. And this is Beat Out My Love. Try that again. Here we go.
To get the message to you fast, I'm gonna take up a lot and beat up my love for you. I'm like an eight-man Tarzan swinging from a long grapevine, and I've been looking for you so that I can make you mine. I'll climb up a tree so I'm good and high, then let out with that Tarzan cry. Then I'll pick up a log and beat up my love for you. All right.
Can I go out tonight? Hey mama, will it be alright? They've got a rockin' party going down the street. Now say mama, can't you hear that beat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, I say mama, don't you look that way. Gotta notice what you're going to say. Yeah.
Well, I guess another record that cuts the cover version mark muster. That was obviously Gene Vincent's Say Mama by the Kyle Isles. So that's from Auckland, New Zealand. On the Tanza label, I picked it up and I'm surprised how good that is. It's, again, it's different enough to not impede on the Gene Vincent version, if that makes any sense. Probably not. Next is a record picked up a couple of months ago. I don't think I played any of these on the last podcast. I appreciate that I am fairly stupid and I may have done, but you can hear them again if I did. This is a record. I originally found a copy of this about 25 years ago. I was driving through Washington, stopped off in a bookshop, and they had a few 45s, and I found a copy of this for 60 cents. Took it to another dealer who had someone who really wanted it, although I wanted to keep it. It was in poor shape, and there was some confusion, and he wound up selling it for probably a tenth of what I would have paid for a copy myself. And it was an innocent mistake, but it really, really bugged me for years. And not that I was mad at the dealer, just that I was mad that I'd had the record in my hand and sold it for something I never would have dreamt of, which I think was $30 or something. But I wound up with another one, and here it is. This is it a Seattle record, I think? It's Northwest. Yeah, Seattle, Washington. Ray Gentry and the Roving Gamblers. Great instrumental on the flip side. Could have started the show with that, but I didn't. On the Maverick label, this is Willie Was a Bad Boy.
Willie was a bad boy. Willie was a bad boy. Willie kissed the girl. He's not like he was. Cause that little came around. She wanted little Willie pulled her down. She started in the hood, but she put him in the hood, walking in the come on,
like that.
Come on, pretty baby, satisfy my need. Come on, pretty baby, you may be free. Come on. Come on. Yeah, your hair to your feet. Oh,
you look good enough to eat.
Well, that is what I would call a moody rocker. Well, come on, obviously. Can't remember who that's by. I bought it off of my friend Cassie, who owns Moon Rock Records in Eugene, which isn't that far from me. And she found a copy and was obsessed with it. Found the guy, got a mint copy off him and a spare, which I found. And she said he was so infused by the fact that she'd tracked him down that he wanted to start his music career again. So there you go. Willem, as in Willem Dafoe, Willem Fowler. Come on the Modern Enterprises label. Come on, eh? I know another record I bought recently that would fit pretty well with that. Same title, different song. Wynn Stewart, Jackpot label. Come on.
Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, let me hold you tight. Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, be my baby tonight. Well, pretty baby sitting over there. I like your eyes, your wavy hair. Hey, pretty baby, come over here. Come on. I'm giving you the come on. Come on. Let me hold you tight. Come on, come on, let me hold you tight. Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, be my baby tonight. Well, I got lips I've never told you. How much my arms take to hold you. And if my arms ever get to hold you, I'll never ever let you go. Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, be my baby tonight. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Little Jewel, Wild Bill Taylor on the Fame label. I've had that before. I had the other pressing, which was also bootlegged on Yellow label, which I think said Jimmy Heap featuring Wild Bill Taylor, but this one just says Wild Bill Taylor and the Clefs. I sold my other one. I forget why I needed the money, and it's not important. Got another one. So there you go. Good things come in, whatever they do. Next is a record, another one I always wanted and been offered a couple of copies that were too expensive. Got this nice beaten up copy, which is good for me. Good two-sider, but this is by far my favorite side. Junior Warren on the Sherba label, and this is Gotta Keep Moving.
The big dog, they're hot on my trail. I can't stand a thought of a prison cell. Oh, me, oh boy, gotta keep a moving. Went out last night just to have a little fun. Somebody there pulled a great big gun. Shut out the lights and nearly killed two or three. Everybody there seemed to think it was me. Oh, me, oh, boy, gotta keep a moving. Police, sheriff, everyone in town, they all said they'd run it down. Not a chance to tell them I'm not the one. Looks like my roving days are done. I'm gonna keep a moving till I drop. Like a big dog, they're hot on my trail. I can't stand a thought of a prison cell. Oh, me, oh boy, gotta keep a moving.
Before they turn out the lights and close the door. Roll on, roll on, roll on. heavy bone. The sheep's in the meadow and the cow's in the corn. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. Little Miss Molly, now don't you weep. He's snug in the haystack, fast asleep. Wake up, little boy blue. Wake up, little boy blue. Well, he was out all night at a rock and roll show, swinging with the music just a ran to go. He didn't get in till a half past eight. Molly was a wood, cause he was late. Wake up, little boy blue. Wake up, little boy blue. Just wake up now. He'll wake up when the sun goes down, shine his shoes and head for town. Molly be waiting at her front gate. Hurry up, we'll be late. Wake up, little boy blue. Wake up, little boy blue. Well, they'll be out again all night long, rocking with the music, forget to come home. The sheep's in the meadow and the cow's in the corn. Little boy blue, you better blow your horn. Wake up, little boy blue. 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 Wake up, little boy blue.
Wake up, little boy blue. I didn't wake up till nearly 12 today. It's my day off. Disgusting. I didn't want to sleep that late. Bob Calloway and the Clicks, Wake Up Little Boy Blue on the UBC label. Picked that up recently in Washington. It's one of those records I like but don't love. But it's good, so I kept it. And he's friends of mine on Facebook. I wish I had the other one. What's it called? A red label. I've forgotten. But I did get this. This is something I've wanted, again, since the early 80s when I heard it on an LP. First time I've ever seen the 45. This all sounds like deja vu. Ray Doggett on the Spade label. This is Go Go Heart.
Don't think I'm crazy, don't think I'm slower. I'm just a guy with a winking eye. I got a go-go heart, I got a mixed up mind. Why fine, I know.
Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
Gotta go, gotta run around. I gotta go, gotta fake the town. I gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta ease this go-go heart. Talked to a friend this morning. This he said to me, we all gonna get together tonight. We're gonna shock out to set who leaves, and we gonna rock that joint if you get the point. And I know,
gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
Gotta go, gotta run around. Gotta go, gotta paint the town. I gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. He says go, go hard. I gotta go, well it's on my mind. I gotta go. Well, I'm wasting time. I gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. God, he's this go, go hard. Well, I got a little darling. To me, she is so sweet. If I settle down, I quit running round. She'll be the one for me, but until I decide, you're that right, I know.
Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
Gotta go, gotta run around. I gotta go, gotta paint the town. I gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. He says go, go hard.
Well, he would walk, but he'd do it with a bark. Just one thing, he would lose. I think the little boys let off and take the shoes.
Do it, bop, bop, bop. Do it, bop, bop, bop. Do it, bop, bop, bop.
Wait a minute now. Hold it.
Hate modern turntables, even though that's a Shure SM cartridge. Hear how hissy that was? Maybe it's the pressing, but I'm going to switch it over to the Nukem, and I could edit this in, but you know me. Let's try it again.
Do it, bop, bop, bop. 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 With Bobby was a boy by the candy shop. Well, he would walk, but he'd do it with a bop. Just one thing, he would lose. I think the little boys let off and take the shoes.
Do it, bop, bop, bop. 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 Do it, bop, bop, bop.
Give him rage.
Do it, bop, bop, bop. 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 Do it, bop, bop, bop.
Ooh, what was that surface noise? Well, it definitely sounded better, but I'm annoyed at that surface noise. Does the other side do that? Not as prominent. That was weird. Nice clean copy. Anyway, that was one of my all-time favorite two-siders. Do It Bop, Bill Prager, Billy Prager and the Caravans, who I've been trying to find for years. I'd just like to see a picture of that guy. Do It Bop. The other side is Everybody's Rocking, which is probably the preferable side to most people. But I played that because I wasn't sure if I'd played Everybody's Rocking. But now, I think I probably didn't play it before. I had that years ago. I bought it off of Steve Holloway in Battersea in London for £30 in about 1982. And I kept it for a long time, needed money, sold it. And I believe Boz Bora wound up with my copy. And I've been regretting it ever since. So that one came along. And I bought it, so that's the end of that story. Next, we got a record on the Rage label. Rage. This is Robin Dale. Sounds like a really generic rock and roll teen singer name. Picked this up. Someone had played it to me a while back, and I remembered it was good. So I grabbed this when I was in Tacoma recently. This is called Big Steel Bucket.
Cause the wind's a gonna blow on that big steel bucket. Yeah, that rusty old bucket. That big steel bucket, she really gonna rock that. Feel this old bucket just a shimmy and a shake. Plowed her way through the stone tossed away. Away start back in my old hometown. The holy land around the seas a mile straight down. Bucket, yeah, that rusty old bucket, that big old bucket, she really gonna rock and roll.
your bucket. It's rusty old bucket.
Fire in my heart, I'm burning with desire. Well, I get the hose and hook and let out the whole darn company. Call the chief and the night relief, they got a fire that's blazing me. I know for certain who's to blame. It's my baby who set the flame. I need her kisses, for them I plead. But she won't give me the love I need. Fire, 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 put out the fire. There's a fire in my heart, I'm burning with desire. Well, give the hole and who can let up the whole darn company. Call the chief and the night relief, they got a fire that's blazing me.
She makes me smolder,
I fume and pray. But the cold shoulder is all I get.
I want her love,
I want her arms, but all she gives me are false alarms. Fire, 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 put out the fire. There's a fire in my heart, I'm burning with desire. Well, you the whole and who can lead the whole darn company. Call the chief and the night relief, they got a fire that's blazing me. Well, I call the chief and the night relief, they got a fire that's blazing me.
Slightly poppy, but I like it anyway. Fire, Donnie Lee Moore on the Golden Crest label. I'd known his I'm Bugging Out little baby for years, but I came across that one recently. I'd never seen it or heard it before, so I bought it. Glad I did. It's okay. It wasn't expensive. It was like 10 bucks. Come on. Next up, I got a record that I'd been again on my wants list, but I'd never seen, and I couldn't figure out why I'd never seen a copy. It just seemed weird. And now finally, I picked one up, and it wasn't too expensive. Johnny Carroll on Warner Brothers. I must have had... I don't think I'm exaggerating. I've probably owned 15 to 20 copies of the other one, Bandstand Doll, and I've just gone blank. Trudy? Is that what it's called? I forget. But I never had this one. This is Sugar. Also came out on Warner Brothers, and you see it far less frequently. I believe it's with the Blue Caps, and it certainly sounds like it. It's a Vincent alike from Johnny Carroll.
I said, honey, won't you tell me true? Well, what'll it take to cure your blues? I said, choose you, right. Oh, sugar, baby, and that's all I want for me. Now, my baby, she knows it was all about. She said, honey, you a daughter, I was a child. She said, I got something that you feel so fine. Well, won't you tell me, baby, what you got on your mind? I said, choose your baby. Choose your baby. Oh, sugar, baby, and that's all I want from you. Now, she's the one that sets my heart on fire. When we're dancing, she never makes me tired. She is the one that makes me feel so good. Love me every night like a good girl should. She's my sugar baby. or sugar, baby, and that's all from you. All right, honey, you know what did your loving, get your man loving, you know it's so too much.
When old daddy grew up down the street, he came past the ring when the song hit me.
Incredibly strange, mysterious Dean Morgan. And that was Old Daddy Cool. Dean Morgan, vocal with guitar on the Wild label, which I got off of Chris Chipperfield in a part exchange I did with him for a record he really wanted. And Both Sides are good. Crazy Beat came out. That Side came out on a recent Corn Fed. Was it the Corn Fed or was it the other one with the monkeys on the cover? Uh-oh, I forget. But hit me up. I can tell you what LP they came out. That came out on. Pretty rare, I would think. Anyway, what's next? Let's take a look. Okay, yeah, sorry. Paused it, went away, drank coffee, came back, forgot what I was talking about, but I'm back. So next I'm going to do a couple of country boppers. A couple of nice things I picked up. This is... Oh, man, I just keep hitting all the wrong buttons. Having a nightmare turning things off and all that. So if it all sounds a bit kind of jumpy, then that's what's going on. So next, a couple of country boppers. Jimmy North with the Jack Marshburn Band on the Indio label, which was run by Bill Carter, a guy I had lunch with a long time ago. This is Leaving Town, and yeah, I like it. It's good. Why not?
You can tell your mama, you can tell your papa too. This old boy is moving out on you. I'm leaving town, I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm taking my old guitar, my blues played shoes along. You can tell all my friends that I'll be a long time gone. Train whistle blowing, that lonesome whistle sound. That means my baby, I won't be hanging around. I'm leaving town, I'm going away. Big wheels are rolling, they're rolling down the track. This old daddy, oh, he
take and my old guitar, my blue suede shoes along. You can tell all my friends that I'll be a long time gone. Train whistle blowing, that lonesome whistle sound. That means my baby, I won't be hanging around. I'm leaving town. I'm going away.
Yes, they're doing the twist in every style. Yes, they're doing it slow. Yes, they're doing it wild. And all of the girls, they'll never resist when they're asked to do the cowboy twist. Yes, the cowboy twist. As I'm going real strong, lips are slipping, hats all around, and all of the girls, they'll never resist when they're asked to do the cowboy twist. Doing the twist, but they can't twist like the cowboy twist. But when they learn, they'll always insist when they're asked to do the cowboy twist. Yes, the cowboy twist. Yes, they're going real strong, but so slipping. Hats all around, and all of the girls, they'll never resist when they're asked to do the cowboy twist. And all of the girls, they'll never resist when they're asked to do the cowboy twist.
What a record! It's kind of honky-tonk rockabilly to the max. I mean, that does fit between the two pretty well. Cowboy Twist, Lou Colburn with the Traditions on the Mayan label, or Mayan, M-A-Y-A-N, Bandera, Texas. Good, do you think? Speaking of Texans, did you wonder what happened to Max Stevens? Well, he did come here, and he was going to be here for like 6 days, and he wound up having a family emergency. We drove up to Washington, came back, went down to Eugene, Portland briefly, but he had to go back. So we didn't do a podcast, we didn't do any recording, drove all this way and went back. But it was great to have him. He had a really good time while he was here. I just wish it could have been a little longer, but there you go. So he's back in Texas now. Hello, Mac. What do we got next? We got some music on the Rambler label. We got Curly Money with the Ramblers Trio. I think the vocalist is probably Lee Mitchell on this. He seems to be on a lot of them. I really like their stuff. I've got a whole bunch of things by them, but I believe I've never really delved deep enough into them. I think, as far as I know, the Lee Mitchell that was the singer on a lot of the Curly Money stuff was the same guy who recorded Rudy Tootie Baby. And who's that big man? Oh, I'd like to have a copy of that. Maybe one day. But anyway, I'm going to play some Curly Money. This is Bojangles Rock. Picked it up cheap recently, realized I didn't have it.
Come on, baby. Let's go downtown.
Let's go downtown.
Come. that's going around. It's called a Bojangle. Bojangle Lock. It's called a Bojangle. It's rocking you things. It's really got the kick. And it sure does swing. You go right and left and you turn and stop, you go right and left and you turn and stop, you go right and left and you turn and stop, you go right and left and you turn and stop, you yeah, stop to the Bojangle Rock. Rocking you down, that's going around. It's called a Bojangle. Bojangle Rock. It's called a Bojangle. It's rocking you things. It really got the kick. And it sure does swing. You go right and left and you turn and stop. You go right and left and you turn and stop, you go right and left, and you turn and stop, you go right and left, and you turn and stop, for you stop to the Bojangle Rock. For you stop to the Bojangle Rock. For you stop.
There ain't no booger. They wanna take you to a movie, take you to a dance, but Luke Sugar Booger, they haven't got a chance, cause there ain't no booger gonna get my sugar, Sugar Booger. Whenever he tries, he's gonna get a black eye. Whenever he tries, tries, he's gonna get a black eye, a black eye. If the booger starts snooping, oh, too close, holler out, baby, I see a ghost, cause there ain't no booger gonna get my sugar, Sugar Booger.
Sugar Booger, that little old booger. Who was that? That was one I picked up cheap. I didn't actually know it. I thought it was going to be an R&B record. I was like, oh, it's a good rock and roll record. The Marcus Brothers, Sugar Booger on Ebb. Yeah, you know, Kip Tyler, Gene Wyatt, Hollywood Flames, that Ebb. Not that there's lots of other Ebbs. I don't even know why I broached that subject. Yeah, with Sugar Booger. I like it, so I kept it. What have we got next? Oh, yeah, I have. Something I picked up locally. Really weird thing to find in Oregon. You know, from a non-collector, just, you know, a random place. And I couldn't remember if I had it or not, and I got home, and I realized I didn't, and I was delighted. You would think I would be the other way around. Like, if I thought I already had it and I'd scored another copy, then that would be something I could sell and make some profit on. Yet, I was more delighted with the fact that I'd found a record I didn't have in the wild. Sonny Wallace on the Yuka label, Black Cadillac.
Mm-hmm. not true. How come you said goodbye to me when you knew it wasn't true? Oh, woman, it's black and it's just a drive for you. I'm gonna buy me a long black Cadillac. I'm gonna buy me a long black Cadillac. I'm gonna hit that road.
Summer night and the moon was bright. It was an harvest day and our hearts were light. I whispered, I love you. You said, I promise you. And then your trembling lips met mine. Time is passing on, it is getting late. I said, I hope this will not be our last day. You said, the nail of mine, I have caught the light. Then your trembling lips met mine. Lights flashed, birds sung, horns honked, bells rung. Well, it seemed just like I touched a high power line. Now, it'll be true that the trembling lips couldn't possibly have done all this. Well, come on, babe, but let's just make some time. Let your trembling lips be mine. Yeah, go now, go. Lights flash. Horns honked, bells rung. Well, it seemed just like I touched a high power, a high power line. Now, it'll be true that your trembling lips could possibly have done all this. When we come on, babe, let's make some time. Let your trembling lips be mine. Trembling lips be mine.
I know, that sax totally spoilt the whole thing, didn't it? If they'd have just hired a guitar player instead of that sax player. But on a plus side, you've never heard that before, have you? I mean, pretty unlikely. Maybe you have. That was an unissued acetate I picked up by a Northwest band called the Teen Kings. Not the Roy Orbison Teen Kings, obviously. And it was called Your Trembling Lips. The other side's a pretty good rocker as well. I played that. It's not great, but look, it's a rock and roll record from the Northwest 1950s that you've probably never heard before. So there. Sometimes when I go record, you know, buying, you know, big collections, small collections, whatever the size of the collection, I wind up buying expensive things, and some I keep and some I sell, but it's often the cheap, probably less desirable things that make me the happiest. You know, something I might have wanted for a long time, isn't rare, but hasn't turned up. This next record definitely falls into that category. It's dumb, but I used to have it on a compilation. It was probably a Las Vegas grind or one of those type of things, Frolic Diner. And I used to play it when I the place I used to work, and me and my buddy Avery, he used to love this record. The record is Crab Louie by the Sandabs? I thought it was Sand Crabs. The Sandabs, okay, on the Bamboo label. And there's another record called Crab Louie that I bought on Tampa, thinking it was the same record, and it wasn't. And I was like, ah, so One day I'll get this one, and get this one I did. So a bit of dumbness. Crab Louie, what do we want? Oh, we should put the volume up as well. It's technical nightmares as usual. You'd expect no less.
What do you want?
Crab Louie!
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 Sound I hear morning, noon, and sometimes at night. Oh yeah, I have a bunch of chickens, like more than 40, maybe more than 50. A rare black chicken, Billy Merlin, on the Cherokee label, which did not go with Crab Louie by the Sandabs on Bamboo, except for the fact that they were both themed. That's where I was going with that. They were kind of food themed, but musically they didn't really fit. Both great in their own way. I don't know who would tune into this show wanting to hear Bill Prager's Do It Bop and Rare Black Chicken and Crab Louie, It's probably why I don't promote this show, unless you feel kind of eclectic. And a lot of them rockabillies listen to my show, and I play a lot of rockabilly, but probably not enough to satisfy them. So next I'm going to play two songs with rockabilly in the title. No, not Guy Mitchell. One of them an absolute monster, the other one fairly crappy. It's the one I'm going to play next. Both new in the box, both recent additions. This is Rockabilly Gal by the Colby Wolf Combo. And the only thing it's really got going for it is, I guess it's the original version of the one that Hayden Thompson cut for Sun, which is great. But this is kind of okay. It's silly. It was cheap. And I'm going to play it. Playing the wrong side. Really, worse. It's the instrumental version. Jonathan Craig with the Colby. Wow, I'm not going to edit it. Here it is. Sorry.
Her rockabilly gal, her running after crazy rhythm. Rockabilly gal, ooh-wee. Rockabilly gal, running after crazy rhythm. Rockabilly gal, please come back to me. Last night a certain rockabilly singer came to town. My gal said that she'd like to hear his crazy rhythm sound. So we went down to see him, and he stirred her up for sure. 'Cause today he's gone, and now I hear that she is following his tour. Oh, rockabilly gal, running after crazy rhythm. Rockabilly gal, ooh, rockabilly gal, running after crazy rhythm. Rockabilly gal, please come back to me. This guy was just a hillbilly singer at the start, but when he added rock and roll, he tore the place apart. The moment my gal heard him, you would swear a quake began. 'Cause she started itching, twisted and a twitching, then got up and ran. Oh, rockabilly gal, running after crazy rhythm. Rockabilly gal, ooh, rockabilly gal, running after crazy rhythm. Rockabilly gal, please come back to me.
A rock a boogie tonight. Well, I know a little spot on the edge of town where you can really pick 'em up and set 'em down. It's a little place called a Hideaway. You do the rockabilly to the break of day. Well, it's a rockabilly boogie tonight. They're gonna rock a billy, I'm wearing a socks. You really ain't, you feel the thrill. So come on, little baby, do the rock a billy bill. A rock a billy boogie tonight. Oh!
'cause old Susie he'll tear the house for little rock, 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 rock a Philly boogie, rock, 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 rock a Philly boogie, rock, 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 rock a Philly boogie tonight.
Okay, I played a bit of a standard, but it was the only one I didn't have of the Coral Burnetts, I think. Rockabilly Boogie. Other side is, if you want it enough, I don't need to say anything about it. If you don't know who the Johnny Burnett Trio were, treat yourself. Go and get like some kind of compilation or something. Best not. Don't get the one with Dreaming On and Little Boy Sad and You're 16. Or she's, yeah, you're 16. I mean, you can. I'm not telling you don't. You're not allowed to. But if you want to investigate that sound more, then get that something like the Coral Sessions. What have I got next? Something on the Camp label, not Camp as in Jake Camp, K-A-M-P, but C-A-M-P. For years, I thought this was a rhythm and blues record and just assumed it was like, you know, black. But when I got it and played it, I think this is probably just a white person trying to sound black. How shocking it is. This is Cops Rock, Nicky Redmond. It's good.
When I have a ball, and just like that, like a great big shot, we see this cop that was doing the rock, rock, rock. Rock, rock, rock. Have yourself, go on, have yourself, go on, cop, have yourself a ball. Now rock! One, the bang got hot, then the fun begun. The all this noise was not a feast, but the tumbling stopped to say the least. Rock, 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 rock. Have yourself, go on, have yourself, go on, cop, Wilson for ball. Go on, cop, where's the football?
Thank you.
Hmm. I played the wrong side. I was going to play the other side. Shame on you, Miss Lindy. Banjo Zeppa. You know, it was kind of the idea was two guys who are white, Nicky Redman and Banjo Zeppa. Assuming I'm correct about the cop rock guy, Nicky Redman, I mean. Yeah, I played that side. And I hadn't played that side for years. And I know why. It's kind of annoying. Shame though. I mean, I really like Banjo Zeppa. That's probably the only side I don't like by him. I feel I've offended Banjo Zeppa now. Anyway, I'm about done. I keep making loads of mistakes and hitting wrong buttons. So that's another episode. I'll be back. Who knows when? I never make promises anymore. But at some point when I've found something cool or interesting, or I have something to say. Until then, this has been G-Minus Mark, broadcasting from the farmhouse, which is situated between Interstate 5, which is currently to my left, and Hicksville, which is to my right. And yeah, thanks for listening, all five of you. And I'll be back sometime.